Chapter 1. Rachel. Even though I was born and raised in Montana, I never really understood the appeal of the rodeo circuit. The animals, wrangling them, tying little calves' ankles up as fast as possible. But as I watched this cowboy riding the massive bull, the muscles of his chest rippling beneath the fabric of his shirt, as his arms bulged beneath the strained material, I finally got it. He rocked back and forth, balancing and going with the jerky motions of the angry beast, arm flung up over his head. Oh, Lordy, I got it. I gasped when the bull kicked out its hind legs. Not because I was scared for the cowboy, but because of the way his thighs contracted beneath those jeans to stay on its back. Jeans, I might add, that left little to the imagination. The whole thing was stupid, plain stupid. Stay on a bull for 8 seconds, but somehow every one of my hot buttons was pushed, watching the testosterone fest. Here's a napkin. My sister's voice cut into my open-mouthed gawking. I turned to face Emmy, who somehow still managed to look sleek and stylish, in a jean skirt and flowery top, even when 8 months pregnant. She held out one of the napkins she'd nabbed when she'd gone to get herself an ice cream cone. I frowned at it. What's that for? Emmy grinned. You've got a little drool there. My frown turned into a scowl. I was not drooling. I turned away and subtly swiped the corners of my mouth just in case. Whatever you say, sis. I didn't have to see her to know she was rolling her eyes in my direction. Even though she was younger, Emmy had the air of a know-it-all older sister. But then she was the one who was happily married with a baby on the way, while I was still deeply rooted in spinsterhood with no end in sight. Somehow, this seemed to give her an advantage that negated my 2 years seniority. Emmy had a Bridgewater marriage, which meant she was the lucky bride of 2 doting protective men. Like all my siblings, she had a big heart and a good head on her shoulders, and I wished only the best for her, except for now. As she licked her ice cream, looking impossibly smug, I wondered for the millionth time how my bratty little sister managed to snag not one, but 2 men, when I hadn't managed to land a second date in more months than I'd cared to admit. It was fine and all if it were just Emmy having a baby, but I was 1 of 6. All 5 of my siblings were married with kids, or in Emmy's case, with a kid on the way. 2 of my brothers were in Bridgewater marriages as well, but the rest had followed in my parents' footsteps and gone the traditional route. 1 man, 1 woman. And everyone had found their perfect someone or perfect someones early. Emmy was only 24, and my brother Zach had married at 21. My parents always used to say, when you know, you know. Well, I'd yet to know. Honest to God, I didn't care what kind of relationship I found myself in. Traditional, Bridgewater, or other. I just wanted to be in one. Not that I was desperate for a man. No, I didn't sit around the house pining for one. Besides, I didn't just want any man. I wanted the right man or men. I dated, but so far there hadn't been any spark. Not anyone that I'd wanted to go out with past a second date. So I'd sort of given up. Not that I'd ever been on the prowl, but I wasn't going to bars with my girlfriends on Friday nights looking for hookups. Well, I'd never gone looking for a hookup, but I'd gone looking, and it hadn't worked. Because of this, I wasn't exactly boy crazy, but I definitely was baby crazy. I wasn't old by any means, but I thought that by 26 I'd be in the same boat as the rest of my family. If not married with kids, at least well on my way. Heck, Emmy was having a baby before me. Yeah, that hurt. Not that I'd ever tell her or let it show. It was my problem, not hers. It wasn't her fault she found 2 guys who loved her and wanted to make a life with her. A family. I'd had it all planned out. College, grad school, then start a family. Sure, I was young, but I wanted a big brood, and that meant starting early. But somehow, at some point, my life plan had gotten derailed. I stifled a sigh as I turned to watch the haughty cowboy pick up his hat from the dirt ring, lift it and wave it in the air. The crowd cheered and clapped as he walked out through the open rail. Even the back of him looked damn good in the chaps and snug jeans. They were well worn and molded his butt just right.